On his last full day in office, Deputy Defense Secretary Bill Lynn gave his farewell address to a crowd at the Center for American Progress. He says defense has to be cut, not just because this year's deal over the debt ceiling requires it, but because DOD is such a large part of the federal budget that it can't claim to be exempt from austerity. He says the Pentagon has to help get the budget under control.
If we don't, it will sap our economic strength, and ultimately, I think you don't find any cases in history where a major power that becomes weak economically, that it retains its military strength. The core issue for us is to restore balance to our expenditures.
At the same time, though, he says he's worried about the U.S.'s track record in doing drawdowns in military spending. When it comes to doing it well, he says the nation is 0 for 4, going all the way back to the end of World War II. In each case, he says, the country drew down defense spending too quickly and without enough rhyme or reason to what capabilities it wanted to keep. This time around, he says the Pentagon needs to have a rhyme and reason and recognize that the time to start getting rid of excess missions and programs is now.
Things are not going to get better. Budgets are going to continue to go down. Costs are going to continue to go up. If we cannot afford it now, we surely cannot afford it in the future. And keeping programs alive in the hope that there will be more funds in the future is reckless and intemperate behavior.
DOD is in the midst of a comprehensive budget review to figure out the smartest way to remove $450 billion in 10-year spending. Lynn says one conclusion so far is that some missions are important and will need to grow. Others will have to shrink or go away.
It is better to have a smaller but more ready force and fewer but healthier programs. The second lesson from prior drawdowns is that it is impossible to generate the needed savings just through efficiencies. We certainly can make our institutions more efficient, and we should undertake to do so. But we will not be able to save $50 billion a year through efficiencies alone. We are going to have to prioritize. We have to eliminate missions and programs that, while valuable, are not valuable enough to sustain in the budget environment that we face. The nice-to-haves must go.
And, says Lynn, the overall size of the military will likely have to shrink. He says that's the only way to keep the forces the U.S. retains from becoming hollowed out, poorly trained, and poorly equipped.
We do not want to end up with a force that's the same size as it is today, but does everything less well. The final lesson from prior drawdowns is not to cut too much, too fast, especially from core mission areas. Rebuilding capabilities 5, 10, or even 15 years later comes with a significant cost multiplier. It sometimes comes in lives, as it did in Korea. And it comes in the robustness of our industrial base, which lets go of skilled workers and long-established business units in each major budget gyration.
Lynn says identifying areas the Pentagon can give up is hard enough inside the building. Compounding that difficulty, he says, is that DOD programs and mission areas tend to have very strong political interests outside the building. That's a lesson, he says, DOD leaders learned when they first announced plans to shut down the military's Joint Forces Command during former Secretary Robert Gates's efficiency initiatives.
It was a command that performed an important mission in terms of enhancing the jointness of the forces, enhancing our ability to operate jointly, our ability to train jointly, development of joint doctrine, all important missions. But we thought we had reached a point where it was culturally imbued in the forces enough that we no longer needed a billion-dollar four-star command to continue progress in that area. Mm-hmm. Not that it wasn't valuable, but that we could do it, frankly, for about half that cost without the command. That was a politically a very contentious decision. I think we're going to see more of those decisions where there's just not enough money to keep everything, and this falls lower down on the list, but there's a very strong political constituency. If you take $450 billion out, it's mm-hmm. going to affect a lot of different political constituencies, and we're going to have to work through that.
While some Pentagon missions move lower on the food chain, others will need to come up higher, according to Lynn. While that might mean taking risks in some of the areas in which the military pulls back, he says there are some areas where the Defense Department can't afford to draw down or even stand still.
You know, cybersecurity is an area where we're going to continue to increase spending. Long-range strike, dealing with the anti-access area denial, again, I think it's more likely that we will increase spending. In other areas, for example, I think as we come out of Afghanistan and Iraq, we'll be able to make our forces, particularly our ground forces, smaller with a commensurately smaller modernization bill with the smaller force. I think that as we see the world now, and you have to be agile enough to adjust, that smaller ground forces are going to be part of the future.
Lynn says the Pentagon can adjust to those changes, cut its budget, and choose its risks intelligently, but only if it knows how to plan. And on that score, he says the chaotic political process around the federal budget is a problem for DOD.
I think the challenge will be is if the game keeps changing, if every 6 months or a year we get a different set of numbers, and that happened in the 80s mm-hmm. and the 90s, it's impossible to plan. The Pentagon is a big ship, does not turn that easily. If you give a course and a direction and a speed, we can do quite well even with difficult fiscal circumstances. If you change that course, direction, and speed, you know, every 6 months or a year, it's almost impossible to do well and almost impossible to protect what the nation's expecting us to do.
And echoing repeated comments by DOD leaders, Lynn says the so-called sequestration scenario would be the worst case for the military. If congressional appointees to the Budget Supercommittee can't put together a budget-cutting plan, the spending cuts to DOD would automatically double and begin kicking in immediately. Lynn says that would rob the Pentagon of the ability to plan for budget cutting. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.